views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, wherever you are that tunes in and joins us on Thursdays for the Jen Royster Show. I am thrilled to be here, as always, and we're going to talk about what's coming up with energy, angel guidance insights for the month of July 2019 today, because there's a lot going on. It's really what we've been waiting for. If you've been on the spiritual awakening path, it just keeps getting better when you have the perspective that I'm talking about as we roll through 2019. Yes, there's been changes. Yes, the energy has asked us to let go of things that we can't take along with us as we ascend and grow into higher frequencies. Yes, it's asking us to learn how to approach things a new way, to see something a different way, to reevaluate what we believe, what we've resisted, everything. There's been a lot of that, and that will continue as we are growing gradually, because that's what it is. We are gradually evolving into a higher frequency. Our bodies are adjusting just as much as our minds, our beliefs, our passions, we're practicing heart-centered choices, which, think about it, guys. If you've been on this path for a few years, what did you believe or insist on, or how did you feel about things 10 years ago? And where do you feel now? And you should see that, you know, yeah, I feel sometimes like I'm stuck right now, but yeah, I have grown a lot. You do need to acknowledge and notice that, because you are. You're going to continue to grow. We all are, in a unique way, but absolutely, it's changing, it's shifting a lot. Now, what's interesting as we move into the second half of 2019, which July pretty much is the first month of that, the spiritual gifts are starting to really come to play here, because everyone's own unique intuition, which we brought up last week, and June was really prepping us for that. It was giving us a little bit of a, you know, easier environment, easier energy to kind of wrap our brain around that, if you want to call it that. But really, we want to wrap our heart around it, because that's where we want to be making choices. Now, in my, and I'm going to say it this way clearly so you know, we're all metaphysics, and I share with you what I experience and what is working for me. And that's up to you whether, you know, you want to give that a go, tweak it for where it works for you, because I'm all about you finding what works for you. But I truly believe deep in my heart that we are leveling up. We are moving in our own individual ways. We all are. I'm receiving messages like crazy. We're shifting. Spiritual gifts are really starting to wake up in a lot of people that didn't have them before. I mean, amazing synchronicities are happening, and they almost feel too good to be true, for some of you. And then what you don't want to do is discount it. It's okay to feel, oh gosh, this is just so new to me. Okay, acknowledge that, because acknowledging that you feel hesitant or acknowledging that you're, yeah, I don't know, that just seems so woo-woo to me. I know it did to me too one time. And I've been like this my whole life. And then I talked myself out of it for years just because it was easier, you know, to just not deal with people that couldn't handle it or didn't understand it or wanted to change me or thought there was something wrong with it. And now as I've moved back toward it, and now as I acknowledge, and I'm sharing this because I really think it's worth giving this a go, and you can decide for yourself. But if you just acknowledge, I'm having a hard time trusting, you know, what I'm picking up is making sense. I just feel like it's a bunch of crazy ideas in my head. I know it comes across like that to you sometimes. And it just acknowledging helps you move through it. That's my point. If you acknowledge even those negatives that you have and just listen to it, like, I'm not saying focus on it, because manifesting is really happening, whether it's positive or negative. So you do want to work with that. But if you acknowledge, I don't know. You know, just acknowledge you feel that way. Be honest. That's being truthful with yourself. Don't pretend that everything's fantastic if you don't really feel that way yet. This is a gateway. This is actually a way to move through it to where you can get to another side of this perspective and go, you know what? I really had my doubts, but you know what? The more I just go, okay, let me give this a try, let me give that a try, it starts to really make more sense to you. I've done it. I've done tests, if you want to call it that. You know, if you want to look at that analytical research side of it, I've done tests on this like crazy in my own life. And I've tested different energies that I put out with healing or shielding or just shifting a negative to a positive. And every time, I'll be honest with you, it works. And the thing that's blowing me away is how fast it's working right now. It's working a lot faster. Things that used to take months or years to manifest are moving much faster. Now, I'm giving you some backstory because you need that before we move into what we're talking about. Now, with this energy for July, the energies are lining up that with abundance flowing in. Abundance in whatever you're putting your heart and soul into. It's very much, and I truly believe this, supporting heart-centered choices. I really believe, this is my belief. That's why I'm being clear with that, not something I read somewhere or studied. I truly believe with my entire heart that heart-centered choices are being supported more than ever. Because moving away from the mind or the brain or the, you know, I'm not saying throw logic out the window, let logic work with it, but heart-centered choices are the way to go. They really are. I think they are. I've been testing this theory for a while now, and I hadn't said anything like that convincing, you know, like, no, I'm 100% behind this till now, because it's working like I've never seen. And things that just in the physical world look absolutely like there's no way. There's no way. My logic can't fathom that. It's working. I know. Now, what you start off with something that's a little easier to wrap your brain around, and then you move from there, the belief starts to grow and it gains momentum, and then it becomes even more powerful. So that's a little tip that I've been working with, and it is working. Abundance will flow in, gates swung wide open, nonstop flow on, and bring in opportunities. And here's the cool part with July, the spiritual gifts within all of us are heightened to pick up on these nuances, to pick up on these messages, to help you speed up, to help you advance where you want to be. And I've asked angels about this. I go, wow, this just seems like, you know, the manna flowing down that we, you know, we talk about. You've heard that manna from heaven is an old phrase. And it feels like that to me with the energy, because this works very quickly if you're not holding on to the old things that have been laid out to let go of. If you haven't hesitated to go for it, and that could include a lot of things, like maybe you just took forever to make a decision on moving or changing jobs, or to maybe stop worrying about when the next job comes in. As soon as you stop the fear of worrying whether it will or won't, boom, something starts to lay itself out. And it's working with the energies and your soul. Your logic follows suit. Your physicality of being here follows. When we're making the heart-centered choice first, the abundance flows in to support it. Hear me on that. Heart-centered choices are supported with whatever you need. It might be finance. It might be a relocation. It might be a relationship change. It might be, gosh, a job change. It might be all kinds of these things that we've been feeling like, oh, I'm losing all my friends as I've hit this path. Probably, maybe, if it wasn't aligning anymore. That's something that takes just the spiritual awakening experience, the journey itself, to kind of come to terms with how you're shifting and changing, and how things, as you fall out of alignment, and this is how law of attraction works. When you fall out of alignment with something, that doesn't mean something else isn't aligning with you. Usually it's simultaneous. But if we try to stay aligned with something that's not working for us anymore, then we're going to keep out the things that would. And the heart-centered choices are, and I did talk about that last week, but they are really a priority right now. I'm really seeing that. And if you're not listening to that, and it could be just little simple things. It could be that you just want to slow down. You want to ease up. You want to lighten your load. You want to just feel present in your moment. It doesn't have to be too big or too small. It just needs to be what you need. It just needs to be that. The heart-centered, I truly believe, is being supported by the universe versus the old way of making choices. If you used to make the choices like, okay, I need the money, and then I'll be happy. And I know there's transition. I know there's half steps. I'm not telling people to make irresponsible choices here. So don't twist my words. I'm just going to call you out on that right now. I'm saying you can work with this and take little baby steps with this if you need to. But heart-centered choices will be supported. They'll be supported with whatever it is you need, because that's the soul alignment where, okay, maybe I'm a little bit of both. Maybe I'm doing some heart-centered choices, but I'm also still have to have this job I don't really like so I can pay my bills. I get that. You're in transition. Work with it little bit at a time. I'm not saying put yourself in dire strait and not be able to take care of yourself. Not cool, guys. I'm not saying that. I'm a very logical, spiritual-minded person. I would never tell you to do that, but I am saying start working with the heart-centered choices. Hear me on that. Now, the spiritual gifts that are flowing in July are going to help you with that a lot. They're going to help because it's going to be easier to hear your messages. It's going to be easier to pick up on the little things you were missing before. It's going to be easier. I mean, a significant amount of abundance is flowing in. If you had something worked out for you, like, and this was what came from the angels, honestly. This also popped in back in January when I did the entire year. And when I went and asked again, it was like, oh no. This is the prosperity in all areas of life. It could be abundance of love flowing in, finance, salary raise, job, okay? Don't be so fixated on it just being about money. Yes, it does include money, but it's not just money. It could be you're starting a new business, a new job. This is a really good opportunity to let this energy support you for success, for it to succeed. That's really good. What if you just want to start a new exercise program? What is it that you really want to bring into your life that feels lacking? Everybody might feel balanced on the finance part, but then they feel like, I don't have enough me time, or I don't feel like I don't relax enough, or I don't have enough family time. It could be that that's what you're looking for. All of this will find a way to show you what you need to do and how to shift it. The opportunities will present this month. That's what I'm picking up very strongly. The abundance will flow in. Now, what are you going to do when the opportunity presents? I want to leave you with that for a moment. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to start really diving into this topic because I love this. This is what I feel like we've all been waiting for. And it's been continually coming in gradually this entire year. And remember, it's a number 3 year, so it's a mind, body, soul balance year. But Archangel Michael is a wonderful, organized, keep you grounded angel to work with when it comes to just embracing this concept that I'm talking about today. He will help you ease those fears of trying something new. He will help ease those fears of your insecurities. He will help you believe in yourself, but you have to be proactive too. Remember, they don't just do it for you, but they can help support you and encourage you like a positive-minded coach, which is what I love about working with angels. They help encourage you and help you go, yeah, you can do it. Yes, you can. Absolutely. That's what this is about. So let me take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to really start diving into this topic. Welcome if you're listening on live chats over on YouTube. Hello to everyone over there. I see you guys. It's good to see you. And if you're listening on Facebook, we are live streaming video on Facebook and YouTube. You can check everything at my website too. There's a live stream there. The Facebook video is with Transformation Talk Radio's pages. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, I'm going to dive in with a couple of highlight points that I want to mention and bring to your attention for July, because there's a lot here that you can really work with, like I said, and these are the reasons why, possible reasons, let me put it that way, because these are different schools of thought that I'm sharing. Not necessarily everything is all from coming from the same thing, but a couple of points that I'm noticing, and this is just a long school of thought that's been around for years and years and years. There is, at the beginning of the month, okay, we have an alignment of what is called the spiritual sun, which is Sirius, and our sun. And actually, Sirius is closer than our actual sun. And this is just something that's been around for years, but it's an interesting when you look at the thought and the mindset behind this, is why I want to bring it up, because it's considered the spiritual sun. It is energy. It helps activate and awaken us. It's aligning and making sense with what's going on with spiritual gifts. It brings a heightened state to intuitive messages, dreams, visits from the other side, connecting with angels and spirit guides, truly having this higher dimension connection. And I thought, that's interesting. I am going to bring that up because that's going on right now. There's this alignment where Sirius, and that happens every so often, I think every July, but it's just part of it. Okay. So it's considered the spiritual sun. So I thought that was an interesting little tidbit that I wanted to share with you. Another thing that another thing that will help you with is, you know, really, if you thought about it, like, well, if these opportunities and these energies are there, whether I know where they're coming from or not, and they're here to help me with my intuition and my connection to higher dimensions, my connection to get a direct download, a direct line to find the answers, why wouldn't you want to do that if you're on your spiritual awakening path, right? Yeah, so, and the thing is, it's all positive. It's not negative. The fear is what causes any of that to come in anyway. So that's where you want to bring in Michael. And when we shield, we're not necessarily shielding out because everything is so bad out there. Maybe it's just not an alignment for you. Think of it that way. It kind of makes more sense to me that way because not everything is bad. But at the same time, yeah, you want to shield up and protect what you're receiving so you feel confident and you can trust it. So that's what you want to do. Now, another thing that's happening, and this is on July 2nd, we are moving into the eclipse season. The eclipses heighten, intensify any of the energy around the new moon or the full moon. So we have our new moon coming, and it's a solar eclipse in Cancer, in the sign of Cancer, on July 2nd. Okay, that's the first one. Now, this one's about moving into your future. Yay, let's go. I know, right? Opportunities, wisdom, spiritual insights are all loaded around this moon on July 2nd. It's a solar eclipse, new moon, okay? So this one is all about, whoa, let's go, let's rock and roll. Did I just date myself saying rock and roll? Anyway, I'm just kidding. So this is really cool. So this month has a lot of optimism, expansion, okay, which that's a current of energy that's still flowing in with Jupiter, but it is moving us to just, you know, it is just time to do this. Let's move on. Let's get on with it. Anything you've been waiting or hesitating on, this energy really can support you. It has been giving you this opportunity over the last several months in different ways. This is just go, 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 go. Let's do it. Now, another one is, let's see, what else do I want to share with you? Okay, this is all about, like, if you had a goal you were working toward, you wanted to start the new job, you wanted the move, you want to take big action, things like that, you really want to move. This is the type of energy with this eclipse that supports you for the advancement. So I wanted to bring that up. Work with your angels in meditation. Ask them to just, you know what? I don't want to be afraid to see the opportunities. I don't want to be afraid of everything that comes my way or doubt or mistrust. At the same time, we want our discernment. So be specific in your request. And then just know that it has already been resolved and it's in the works and it's happening. That support is really starting to pour in faster than I've ever experienced. And that's what I want to share with you because it's a beautiful, beautiful energy. Now, if you're looking for an opportunity for change, if you're looking to set your intentions and put out to the universe, hey, I'm looking for something new and fresh here, it'll deliver. This is when you want to do it. So I really wanted to make sure you knew that. If you feel, and here's the other perspective on that, you might feel confused, lost, hesitant, misdirected or completely just spinning in circles. You might feel like that. You can still use this eclipse energy to ask for some opportunities to present themselves, to guide you, to say, you know, hey, I'm open to something. I just don't know what it is. Just because you feel, I don't know, doesn't mean you can't take some opportunity here to work with this energy and find some momentum to get you out of that rut. Okay. Ruts, a lot of times, habits, routines, sometimes you just got to change it up. Honestly, you just got to completely change it up. You might have that same thing you do every day as soon as you wake up. Change it. Just do it in a different way. Take a different path. Make your morning coffee, if that's what you drink, a different way. You know, just do something different. You know, change it up. Change the pattern of the day just to bust up the rut energy. And then it helps you to see missed opportunities better. That's a really easy way to help disable that, you know, that routine is like autopilot. And you just go into it and you're just almost could do it blindfold because you just do the same thing all the time. But if you were to just take a different route to work or just anything different, try anything different, try wearing your hair different, whatever, you know, do something different. It helps to change that energy of the rut. And that's what I love because, and I've done that too. I've just tried something different, rearranged the living room, changed, you know, anything will do it. Okay. Try something new. Just try it. Okay. The only thing that holds you back from succeeding is worrying that you won't do it well or you'll fail. And so you won't try at all. So you don't want to get caught in that. Okay. And sometimes in order to align with what we really want, with our purpose, we got to start taking some action, even if you're not sure. You just got to do something to go into that direction, whether it might be learning it. And a lot of times I find when I'm working with people, that's what it is. They just don't know. They feel overwhelmed because they don't know enough about which way they want to go. Start doing some research. Start reading up on it. Start learning about it. Just start learning about it. You know, that's a step that feels like, okay, my brain can wrap around that because I'm not committing. I'm just going to learn more about it. Okay. Then you can make educated choices, obviously. I mean, that's logical to me. And we're talking about spirituality here. Okay. Now, there's a retrograde in Mercury coming on July 7. Oh, yes. Yes. Retrograde has, that Mercury retrograde comes all the time. Okay. So remember, the retrogrades are not a negative. They are actually very positive. They can help. They do seem to have fun with electronics, I know, but so is the solar flares, apparently. There's all kinds of stuff causing stuff like that right now. I mean, just things are happening. Life is changing. Energy's changing. So the retrograde will be on July 7th. That usually runs about 3 weeks. And take advantage of the Mercury retrograde. It's an opportunity to reflect, okay, on what you've learned, what you've done before in the past, and how you could improve it. Remember, any retrograde of any of the planets, which there's quite a few actually, all at the same time right now, but they help you reflect, okay, this is the way I've done it before. This is how I felt about it. It helps you reflect, review, like an edit or going back over your test questions to see if that's the way you want it before you turn it in. Something like that, you know? I mean, if you write, it's like proofreading, editing. Oh, wait, let me rephrase that. Let me fix that spelling, that typo, stuff like that. That's the way I approach a retrograde, no matter what that retrograde's focus is. Mercury simply means it's all about the communications. Listening and sending out. So you want to look at both. Is there something that could be done better? That one comes around a lot because we apparently need more work with that on a regular basis, according to the universe. So that's kind of like, boy, that one comes around a lot. Well, okay, it gives you more opportunity to improve your skills with that. So why not? Okay. Now, right after that, remember the planet Chiron that I was talking about before? That's a very spiritual, wounded, you know, the old wounds that come up. I talked about that a couple months ago. And that one is going retrograde for a little bit. So that's a stronger retrograde. And that gives you a time to slow down, catch your breath on some spiritual healing, deep wound healing. That's what that one's about. So that one's okay. Don't worry about that one. But that one, you may feel that around, that's around July 8th. You might feel that. Now, then the lunar eclipse, okay, that's the full moon, all right? That one is going to be in Capricorn, okay? That one has a little bit heavier aspects for the year, but it's okay because once we process all that heavy, dense stuff that we've figured out, okay, we found a few dust bunnies under the rug and closet and stuff. Let's just gather this and let's just get this out of here. You're ready to go to the next level. Okay, this month is about getting you to a new level. We have been getting hints of that for several months about elevating to a new level. The elevator's going up this time. Okay, you're going. All right, so you want to hear me on that. You're going to have a clear, ready to go, ready to let go, ready to release. That full moon eclipse is going to really help you go, okay, yeah, I'm ready to move up. Let's do this. So that's a good one too. Now, I've just spoken about quite a bit that's going on in July. And when I asked the angels about all of this, I went, wow, this just feels, you know, if somebody was just, and this is things that I ask for you, because from my perspective, I've been doing this for years and years and years, and not everybody has been doing this for years and years. Some people have just started this path. Some people are, you know, maybe they're not brand new, but they've been on it a few years and they still feel like, wow, there's just so much going on. I wanted to ask, what can I share with those listening or tuning into this show that are just starting and they just feel like, why is my world upside down? And what's going on? I just feel so different. So I've asked that. And I've asked which angels would be best for that. And obviously, of course, Michael comes in. But your guardian angels, very strong, came in. The guardians, the guardians, everyone has one. Don't forget they're there. Honestly, I think of my guardian angel as a best friend. And they work with and under Archangel Michael for the protection of you and to guide you and to, you know, give you these little nudges when you need them, because that's who they are. They're your guardian. You have one. You have this in place. You even give your guardian angel the time of day. Guardian angels are amazing. And I just, you know, sometimes when you stop and you realize, wow, we just have so much there for us to support us. Do we even acknowledge it? Do we even remember and realize how much wonderful support we have that's just right there? The guardian angels are coming through very strong for this month. And not to be, okay, we're going to shield you and protect you. And, you know, yes, they do that, but they don't just do that. They're guardian angels that protect you, but they're also guiding you. And because it's all about your soul path, and that's what you're trying to connect to. Remember, this whole alignment of our soul path and the choices that we've made are trying to merge right now. The energies are encouraging that. How does that happen? Heart-centered choices. Remember, heart-centered choices. So that is quite a bit of it in a nutshell, what this is about, okay? Now, on the 22nd, after the full moon, we are going into the Leo season, okay? And that's motivation. That's, now you're out of, you know, now you're going into a fire sign, a go get them sign. That's the, Leo is like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm not worried about it. You know, that's a very powerful sign after going through the emotional sign of Cancer and the water sign. And then, you know, going through just different intuition and, you know, just feeling all that and just feeling sensitive and open, exposed, that kind of thing. You move into Leo behind that and it's very strong. And it's like, now that you know what you're about inside, now you're ready to be front and center with it. Leo's energy is a lot like a leadership type of energy. It's a strong, powerful energy, honestly. And then on the 31st, there is another new moon. So we have like two new moons within the month of July, which is interesting. That doesn't happen very often. And that one's going to be in the Leo. So that one's going to be, now we're rolling into this new level, new energy, new everything. Very, very positive. Very, very good. I'm going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up the show. I've been talking about quite a bit of introspect with July, but it's so important this month. I'm excited about it. This is a big deal month. I wanted to make sure that you had some information and you had a heads up before going into that. So stay with me. We will be right back after the break.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back. Okay, we're going to wrap up the show in this segment. We've been talking about the energy of July. The angels are really focusing on work with your guardian angel through this month. And I loved the message they brought in with that, especially from Michael. He said, there is really nothing to fear. We are here for you. If you feel those shaky fears, if you feel, okay, I need to catch my breath, I'm getting overwhelmed, anxious, call on them to just wrap you up in an energy that feels safe. And then just breathe out and release that. You can do this in a few seconds. You can do this in a few moments. And it works really well. Your breath will always reconnect you to bringing you into your now. There's nothing to fear in the future, honestly. It's a perspective and a belief that has been embedded in us for centuries. There's things out there that are going to try to do that. We're strengthening, at this point, we're strengthening our energy to stand strong and tall in a place that might be trying to, you know, bring the fear back in. And so you've gone through all of these amazing, we've overviewed the energy of the Cancer sign, the water sign, and these eclipses that will be intense. Overall, July is all about new beginnings. It's all about fresh starts. Maybe you just want to start all over from scratch on something that you want to continue working on. Simply as that. It's a month about opportunities. It's a month about really picking up your spiritual gifts and trusting them. It might be something brand new to you, like, whoa, I'm not used to picking up and receiving that. Some of you, I believe, if you're seeing the number sequences, it's probably a lot of 11s and 10s in there. You might be seeing 11-10, 11-11, 10-10, 10-11, back and forth. And then there's some 12-12s that'll come in. And you just want to smile when you see that. Start taking notes of when you see it, how often you see it. And that's just numbers. It might be something else you see on a regular basis. Numbers are one of the easiest ways for the angels to communicate with us. So I really love the number sequences. And when it's consistent and it continually comes through to you like that, you want to pay attention to that. You really do. 11s are a transformative number. Things are changing. Whatever you're focusing on, you're manifesting. So pay attention to what you're focusing on. If it's not what you want, shift it. Honestly, there's no time to waste on things we don't want to manifest right now. We have to deal with things that happen, challenges, but when we approach it with a different perspective, like, you know what? An opportunity will present itself out of this challenge and I will find a way through this. It will. It absolutely will. And then when it does, seek it out and explore it and check it out. But, and then if it feels comfortable, commit. Okay. I know I did talk about a retrograde in Mercury in the middle of that. That, remember, you can wait. You can wait to make the final choices, but you can reflect and review what information you have at that point to see what you can improve on, and then make your choice as it goes forward again and goes direct. This is going to be, it's an intense month of energy, but it's a very positive, motivating month. By the time we get toward the end of the month after the lunar eclipse, and then we shift into Leo energy, now it's like, whoa, let's go, because that's a very motivated move forward. Let's move. Let's go. The elevator takes you to the next level. You're there. So this energy in this month is a very freeing energy. It's a very positive energy. It's a very intense energy at the same time. And what you want to do is you want to look at, what am I refusing to change or let go of if you still feel like something's stuck? All of what's going on here will help you do that. The guardian angels have really stepped up to the plate for this one, for this month. And it's interesting because I feel like, wow, I love that they have come forward. A lot of times they don't. I usually have a consistency with some angels, archangels, but I love this because and I love that they were reminded about that, because guardian angels, we all have one. Okay, don't forget your guardian angels. One of the things that I do is I thank them every day for watching over me, for letting me know if I need to be aware of something. And then when they do make me aware of something, not to be upset about it, like it's a negative, like, oh, wow, I'm glad I know about that now so I can make a better choice. And then what about when they'll help you spot the opportunities. If you ask, now, here's another way to work with one, with your guardian angel. I want to not, you know, like say you want to be more aware. You're working with spiritual gifts here. I want to catch more of the messages you're sending me, and I want to help find ways to decipher and understand them better. Ask them to help you, and then you just watch what flows in. Watch what pops up unexpected. To me, it's like it makes my whole day when that happens. I love it. You want to practice your self-care. You want to make sure that your opinion is what you value the most, not even mine, okay? Not mine, not any. You want to value who you are, value your opinion, your intuition. Of course, you seek out and you hear other things. But the ultimate thing is when you stand strong in yourself and you make those choices that feel right for you, and you're listening to your heart-centered choices, okay? Your heart-centered. What brings joy? You know, if you're new to what I'm talking about with that, what brings joy to you? What is something that you always want to do, you never get tired of doing? And it doesn't have to be how you financially support yourself. It could just be something like a hobby. It could just be something that you do for other people. It could be something you do for your family or for yourself. Start with something simple and just start increasing that list. Heart-centered is important, because the more you do that, the more you trust in that, the more you gain strength in your spiritual gifts, and you won't second guess, you won't hesitate when they come through clearly for you in the future. It will make everything move forward for you. I love, love, love the message that came through for today. It is, gosh, everybody deserves this. Everybody deserves the opportunity. Nobody came here without the opportunity. And it's never too late. It's never too late. If you always felt like, oh, I never can. Well, that's because that's a belief that might need to get out of the way. But it's never too late to start fresh. I don't care who you are. It's never too late to change it, to get on the path that's right for you, and to shift, and to take what you have been through. And some of us have been through some really, really tough things. I know that. I'm aware of that. I've been through mine too. But you can take those challenges that tried to kick you when you were down, and you can find strength in that. Remember, Phoenix rises out of the ashes. You find your momentum. But it doesn't have to always be that difficult. But if you are going through that type of thing right now, You can find what you're looking for in that too. And you can take this and you can gain momentum and use that energy in a positive way to pull yourself up and out of there. That's what I'm saying to you. Everybody can do it. You have to choose whether you want to or not. It's not a right or wrong decision if you don't want to right now, because everybody's on the path differently. Everybody's in a different place with that. So just because you may feel like, oh, well, this is it, you know, and you expect everybody else in your life to do the same thing, you have to back off with that, honestly. Trust me on that. I've done that so much and I'm like, no, back off. You can't do that. And I used to do that because I was so excited. I want everybody to be as happy as I was. You can't do that because everybody's got to make those choices for themselves. So you need to bring yourself into that place that's working for you. So use this month. Really get to know those guardian angels if you haven't been working with them a whole lot lately. And really enjoy the opportunities that are coming through for you. I mean, this is it, guys. It's time to move forward. I did want to say, and I want to, you know, thank you guys for listening to this. It was quite a bit of information and talking, you know, that I was doing today for that for you. But I wanted to say hello and acknowledge some wonderful people over in YouTube chat that I see. Hello, Shadonna, David, Raven, Kelly, Judy, Beth, Jody. Love you guys. Love, love, love. Hello to you. Shadonna's saying, awesome. I'm excited. I'm working on communication with my guides and I feel the energy of just do it. I'm going for it. Love you, Dr. Jen. Thank you. I love you too, Shadonna. And I felt very warm chills when I was reading that because I love seeing that for you. I love seeing that for anybody. You will have days that feel really high energy, and then you might find that you'll have a few days where you've got to rest. Listen to that. That's balance. Remember, it's a balancing. It's balancing mind, body, soul balancing this year. The other thing with guardian angels, they're interesting. I mean, some of the things that I remember as a child, I just wanted to remind you guys. I don't know if anybody's ever felt this before. I remember as a child, I would always feel like someone sitting on the side of the bed. You roll over, there's nobody there. You know, you could be scared of that, or you could, you know, well, who is that? What is that? It never did any harm, nothing. So as I was, a couple times I got scared because I was taught to be scared of everything. And then as I grew older and I was going through really, really tough things, like some of the worst in my life, I felt that again as an adult. And I knew that it was just there to watch over me and let me know I was safe. I absolutely loved it. I remember, you know, different times throughout my life as a child and as an adult, how my guardian angel just let me know they were there. In a very gentle way. And they come through when you need it. Like if you're feeling like, you know, you're in a tough situation, but they also come through to encourage you to move forward on your soul path. And I did want to remind you, don't forget about that half of your guardian angel. Your guardian angel can really help you and guide you gently. The nudges can be, maybe you should read that book about that topic. Maybe it's something that you're trying to figure out, and reading that book or picking up that magazine article, or you run into someone that just brings up something very interesting and unique that answers your question, and you just run into them in a shopping one day or something. Things like that can happen. Your timing, making sure you're in the right place at the right time, you know, things like that are beautiful ways to start to explore a relationship with your guardian angel. Let them be your best friend. Get to know them. Don't be so pre-focused on, well, what's their name and, you know, all that. They just want you to call on them. And a lot of people get preoccupied with what's their name and what's this and that. let that come to you gently and naturally, because honestly, that's not really a thing that they're worried about. They just want the connection and to be able to do their job for you that is assigned to them. They want to be there for you. They want to support you. So a lot of times we're just ignoring them. And it's not like they go away. We just don't pay attention. So I just really wanted to bring that up for an appreciation. And I'm saying thank you to all the guardian angels out there that watch over everyone in the world. Because thank you for being there. Thank you for when we haven't paid attention. And, you know, put that intention out there that you want to be more aware and that you want that connection. This is a good month to do it. This is a good month to do a lot of things. So everybody eat well, use your self-care, take care of yourself, make sure you're getting your rest, make sure you're balancing, and enjoy what this month has to offer because it's incredible. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back in 2 weeks on July 11th. We will not be here for the July 4th holiday next week. I wish everyone safe and happy celebrations on July 4th next week. And we will see you back in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I love you guys. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.